This year marks the 100th anniversary of women winning the right to vote in the U.S. WGCU's Carrie Barber has this report on a little-known aspect of that fight.
Often left out of the history of women's suffrage is the role of Black women in that effort. The predominantly Black service sorority Delta Sigma Theta's first public act was to participate in the Women's Suffrage March of 1913, where this song, Fall in Line, buoyed the spirits of protesters. The decision to protest was brave for several reasons. The white suffragists were not all in favor of Black women marching for fear that it would alienate whites. The Black women couldn't be sure they too would get the benefit of the rights they were fighting for, and it was generally unsafe for women, minorities, and young people to make any dissenting feelings known. National President of Delta Sigma Theta, Beverly E. Smith, talks about the group's decision to participate despite the obstacles.
Then they did put themselves in a dangerous spot, but felt strongly enough about what they were doing that it was important to make a stance and make a stance for the women of the suffragette movement who needed and wanted the right to vote.
Smith went on to talk about what she admires about the women of that time.
I think the fact that they stepped out to fight for somebody else's rights rather than their own. And obviously, in an ideal world, and hoping that the rights and the needs for their own would then be addressed, that takes a lot of guts.
And that the lessons of 100-plus years ago are applicable today.
I think the message that we have from what Delta did is human rights issues are everybody's issues. The importance of not being silent in times when you should speak up, because it's that silence that kills us.
For WGCU News, I'm Carrie Barber.